Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
The festive season brings family and friends together, and automatically food and fun will become part of the celebrations. However, it's important to take the necessary steps to ensure that food is prepared and stored in the correct manner to prevent foodborne illnesses. Today on Healthline, we provide you with some basic food preparation and storage tips. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Christmas season usually comes with large-scale cooking and baking. Proper preparation of these sumptuous meals and pastries is as essential as food storage. It's important to note that food safety begins even before the grand entrance into the kitchen.
We want to know the origin of this food. So whether it be the ground provision which you have from the market or from the supermarket, that would be best from reputable sources. Just seeing someone maybe on the roadside with some item that you think you would like may not be in your best interest.
Public Health Inspector Paul Zimenez. Storage is also important even before cooking, as this will ensure the freshest food for preparation.
Ground provisions and so forth, these can be held at room temperature. You just want to ensure that these are kept dry at all times, so it would keep them away from water sources. Meat kinds and so forth, you know, these have to be kept in the refrigerator, well, in the freezer. That it just depends on how quickly before you intend to use a food item.
Proper planning is an essential part of achieving food safety in the kitchen, as dietitian and nutritionist Rosalie Brown tells us.
Plan your purchase and you take the things which are very cold home, or you're going to take an igloo with you. And then when you're preparing it, you want to be careful that you don't have things out on the counter for too long. And then after you've prepared it, because your refrigerator can be overloaded, you have a lot of persons going in and out, you can have a problem with the temperature dropping.
When cooking in large quantities, there might be some leftovers, so always have containers ready for storage.
In general, we try to store food in small quantities. So if it's a situation where we have, say, a half pot of meat left back, we'd need to now further share that meat out into smaller, and we say with shallow containers. It is the norm for us to be using like foil and so forth. While we're not saying that foil cannot be used, we would get a better result if we use like the clear cling wraps, as we would refer to them as. That tends to give us a better seal and it's more preserved the food quality.
Public Health Inspector Paul Zimenez. One rule of thumb dictates that different types of foods should be stored in different ways and for varying periods of time. For example, it is never okay to just leave food on the stove until the next day. This can lead to a buildup of harmful bacteria. In addition, it is never a good idea to store food in the refrigerator in the pot it was cooked in. Follow these simple steps and minimize your risk of having fun and family time cut short because of complications resulting from improperly prepared or stored food. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other GIS radio programs, go to gis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Andre Palmer and for producer Prince Moore, I'm Vaughn Davis, reminding you that you only get one body, so take care of it.
Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. Use fewer lights in your Christmas decorations. Instead, use reflective material to spread the glow. Switch to LED Christmas lights and use less electricity. Turn off the lights if you're leaving the house and switch off the lighting display when you're closing your business for the day. Don't burn Christmas lights for more than 5 hours each day. Just turn them on after dark and don't leave them burning all night. Limit the lights and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.